Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here's the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas, and his humble co-host, Crispy. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Good morning, everybody out there in Blog Talk Radio land. This is the Brilliant Ideas Radio Show. This is your humble host, Brilliant Ideas, and his trusty sidekick, Crispy Critters, out there in Florida. Good morning, Crispy.
Good morning from Orlando, Florida, where it is 86 degrees and the humidity is 500%. Awesome.
A little warm out there?
Yes, it's very warm this morning. It's super.
Well, it's another morning where we just cut it loose here and go crazy for the next hour and a half. We're going to have a whole list of guests here this morning. We're going to be talking cigars to comedy to acting to singing to bullying. How do you say that word? Bullying? B-U-L-L-Y-I-N-G.
Bullying, I think.
Yeah,
bullying.
That word. So, and actually, we'll be giving away some free gifts. And speaking of that, if you were listening to our show last night, we have a little contest for you, a trivia question. And I also posted this on Facebook. This morning, we're going to be giving away a free coffee mug to the person who can answer this question. We had on Tiana, I guess her stage name is Tiana Starr. She's a singer, great singer. And as a matter of fact, if you missed the show, go back and listen. It was a great interview. But Tiana was on our show, and somehow we got started talking about spam. And Tiana said the following. She said, eat more spam and make what? So if you listen to the show, you can call in right now, 714-242-5272, if you know the answer to the trivia question. Eat more spam and make what? What does she say? So any first caller calls and gets a free mug. I mean, and we're giving away free prizes here.
I know what the answer is. It's Baloney May May. Baloney May May Donuts.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, we're giving away three gifts today, by the way, today. If you're listening in, there's going to be another trivia question about today's show. And then we also have a surprise, which will be a third free gift. So, hey, you get to be entertained, listen to the Bad Boys, and win free prizes. You can't beat that. And by the way, Crispy, were you up early this morning?
Yes, I was. I've had four pots of coffee. I'm ready to go. Oh, yeah.
Well, did you have your special additive? I know people add sweet and low sugar, half and half, but did you add your special additive?
Oh, yes. I happened to add that sweet potato vodka made by High Roller, one of our awesome sponsors.
There you go.
High Roller Vodka is the world's first and only premium vodka made from sweet potatoes. In 2011, High Roller Vodka won the Double Gold San Francisco World Spirits Competition. High Roller Vodka is made with carefully selected California-grown sweet potatoes distilled by hand in a process which creates a sophisticated, unique, elegant, smooth vodka. Life's a gamble. Your vodka shouldn't be. For more information, check out www.highrollerspirits.com.
Yes, check out High Roller Spirits or sweetpotatovodka.com. And I had someone ask me, do you guys really drink vodka at 8:30 in the morning? Nah.
Well, I don't because it's 11:30 here, so my answer
there you
be
go.
Yes.
I usually wait till like 8:35, so I guess that the answer is no, we don't at 8:30.
Right.
Did you get on your smoking jacket this morning?
Yes, I do. I have my nice tweed smoking jacket on.
Yeah, me too. I actually put on pants and decided to I decided to put on the smoking jacket. And I guess the first question I have to ask you is, and those listening, when you think of cigars, what's the first thing that pops into your head?
The smell of my grandfather's house.
I would have never even thought of that. The first thing that pops into my head is Monica Lewinsky, but I guess that's all depends on what is. But
yeah.
We're going to be talking about cigars this morning, and our lucky lady Laurie is in Vegas, and she's going to be doing an on-location report from Don Pablo Cigars. But first, we got to play Lucky Lady Laurie's theme because, you know, she comes on here. We got to make sure we have a little theme going here. So hang on tight. Here's her theme.
Get ready to roll the dice with Lucky Lady Laurie's What's Hot in Vegas.
Vegas.
Take it away, Laurie.
Good morning, Lucky Lady Laurie. What are you doing this morning?
Good morning. Well, I'm going to start scolding very early.
Why? What do we do? We haven't done anything yet.
Martina says to me, I can't believe they went there with that. So I'm going to scold you? Because
that's what you
I
get
know.
With the bad boys, so yeah.
I'm going to cover
myself. Sorry.
I told you for thinking what I think you're thinking. So now I covered myself, so there you go.
We're sorry. So thank you for going out to Don Pablo Cigar Company in Las Vegas. And this is, you know, I just thought about, you'd always have your what's hot in Vegas. This is smoking hot.
This is definitely smoking hot. And the owner already lit up a Corona cigar. And it smells so good in here. It really does. Oh, my gosh. It's a beautiful
Corona
day.
Cigar.
Corona. But before we get started, I just wanted to say I always love the smell of cigars, and I'm excited to do this segment with Marlena here because there's a reason behind it. It brings back, like Christy mentioned, when you asked him what does he think of with cigars, and he said his grandfather's house. Well, I think of my Uncle Tony. He was an amazing man. He was funny. He was a loving father, raised a beautiful family, and I'd like to dedicate this segment to you, Uncle Tony. Hopefully, I make you proud.
Oh, there you go. Very nice.
Sweet.
I want to ask, can you understand this okay? Because we're having a tough time hearing you guys. Do you hear me?
Well, I understand you, even with your New Jersey accent. Yeah, we hear you fine.
Yes, it's all clear on this end.
Okay, good. But for some reason, it's not too loud here, and we're not sure. I mean, I have my volume of my iPhone up as high as I can, but we'll...
We hear you loud and clear, far away. So you've got... Okay,
oh.
Well, see, get your hand over the speaker, and it works fine.
Oh, jeez. Maybe you should talk to her into the phone.
Oh, my.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go with the sassiness.
Yeah, we're not going to go there. So here, well, you've got Marlene, and I'm going to destroy her last name. Is it Moreau Boyer?
Yes, it is. Moreau Boyer.
Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Morning.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing great so far. We started off the segment with a bang. I guess, you know, you're smoking cigars. Like the Three Stooges, they started off with a bang, so we're sorry. So I know you came on our show to tell us about cigars. I'm going to let Laurie take it from here. Laurie, since you're there, tell us what you're doing. And from what we understand, Laurie's never smoked a cigar before. So this is the first time for Laurie. So we want to make sure that she does it upright. So what are you going to be doing, Laurie?
Oh, my goodness. Should I bless myself so I don't choke here? This is the story about Don Pablo cigars. Actually, they're one of the last non-industrial cigar factories where everything is done by hand. And these cigar makers here have 30-plus years experience. So what's nice was I told Marlene, I said, I really don't want this big stogie, you know, to start out. So because it's handmade, she gave me this really dainty one I'm going to be trying, and I just smelled it. It's unbelievable. It's an aromatic cigar, and
right.
It has vanilla flavors to it. So I'm going to try that. And then I have it's a little bigger. I hope I can draw from the, I don't know. Look at that. It's kind of scary.
It's as big as a submarine.
It's big and it's scary, Crispy.
Yes. Drum roll.
Scolding.
Go ahead. So are you going to try out the vanilla one first?
I'm going to have her light it for me, and I'm going to try to see if I can do this, bring it to my mouth and not choke on it. So she's going to light it, and then she's going to describe the story behind this. I'll give it all to her, and she's going to talk a little bit about it. And she also will tell you there's a technique to smoking a cigar.
Okay.
And I'm going to let her, which I never thought about, but I'm going to let her tell you why. She's the lighter's not working.
This is our first live bit.
I wish you guys could take a picture of me. I'm like panicking.
We do want photographs of you smoking the cigar to prove that you really are, so we can post on Facebook later.
Oh my gosh! No, trust me, I'm really here. I got up very early, drove down to the street. She's taking a photo of me.
Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio Party Line. Oh, yeah.
You know how I am with photos. How many times did Shelly have to take our photo at Snocky Fever? Five times?
It'll look fine. Okay, so fire that baby up.
Okay, here you go. She's going to describe it. Here's Marlene.
Okay.
Hold on.
Okay, so she, you know, a cigar is not like a cigarette.
She did it.
She did it.
Awesome. Kind of like on the floor. She's getting up. No, she's recovering. Do it again.
I just don't want to inhale. There's a lot.
Don't
inhale it.
Smoke. You let it in your mouth and then you exhale it, and then you start to.
This could become a bad habit.
So is she puffing away?
Yeah, no, she's a little nervous because I think, did you used to smoke cigarettes?
When I was 16, last time I had a cigarette, 16 maybe?
Yeah. See, cigar smoking, as you probably know, is different than cigarettes. You don't inhale the smoke and everything is in the mouth and just at the beginning of the throat and the flavors reveal themselves there instead of, you know, inhaling, and so it's really kind of a wine tasting. You have to be able to identify the flavors that are in your mouth, on your tongue, on your lips, and it's an acquired skill, I would say. But,
so you could you're almost like a cigar sommelier.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, you said it, Frank.
I said the word sommelier.
Exactly. You
like
said
a cigar
it.
Sommelier. There you go.
That's very good. Can I use that?
Yes, you can use that. I just take a small percentage every time you use it, but yeah, you can use that.
You won't be rich quickly, I can tell you that.
So you've got all different types of flavors of cigars there. I was looking at your website,
yes.
Which, by the way, I will mention right now, and the people who are listening, is www.donpablocigars.com, and you've got a whole group of different flavors of cigars, and just give us an idea of some of the different flavors and some of the things you may be working on, too, some new things that are coming out.
Yes, well, we have our standard lines are the natural wrapper. You know, a cigar is made up of three parts. There is the filler, which everything comes from the Dominican Republic. Then there is the binder, which holds the filler together. The filler is pressed into molds, and the different molds make the different forms of cigars in length. And then it's bound with a binder, which is a different leaf than the filler, and then it's wrapped with a wrapper, which is the most important. Well, they're all important, but the wrapper is 80 to 85% of a cigar's taste. And we have the natural one, we have the Maduro, Connecticut shade wrapper, and then we have the sweets, which is the same cigars, which in natural and Maduro wrapper, but triple dipped in a sweet secret solution. And then we have the flavored cigars. We do a really, really interesting cigar with cognac. When you receive the tobacco, you have to wet it to be able to work with it. And instead of wetting it with water, we wet it with cognac, and then we treat the wrapper. So it's a really premium, prestige, exquisite kind of cigar. It's not for everyone because it's quite potent, but it's very popular. And she's going to try one right now.
All right, well, get her to crank that baby up.
Yes, yeah, I've actually had some cognac cigars, and they're quite tasty.
Now, Marlene, you actually hand-roll those all there at your place there in Vegas?
Yes, absolutely. We have three rollers that work for us, with us, and they were all formed in the Dominican Republic. They're all Dominican. Jose, I'm going to mention their name. Their names are Jose, Amory, and Nelson. And they were trained at the biggest cigar factories. Hold on, because I'm trying to light her cigar and then talk to you with a lighter that's not working. And I'm having like a slight nervous breakdown. Okay, here we go. You have to keep on talking.
Marlene, you can vouch for us. She's actually smoking the cigar, right? Make sure you take photographs.
She's really smoking the cigar, but she has a little trouble. She's having a little trouble lighting it.
No,
you just have to draw on it and then blow it out, but you have to keep drawing, otherwise, you know, it won't take. Like, okay. Yes.
You notice how they're using the word draw on it, Crispy.
Yes, that has to be an up north saying.
Draw it in.
The lighter, so.
Well, she's not lighting the cigar.
I'm afraid to suck it in because I'm afraid if I suck it, I'm going to choke. I don't want to choke. I'm kind of puffing it. He's going to do it for me.
We got a twosome on the cigar, Crispy.
I hear that.
I have a surprise.
Have a surprise. I'm sorry. Go ahead. What is your surprise?
I have a surprise for you, Clarient. Marlene is working with a New Jersey company, and she's looking to do flavored cigars, and one is a chocolate. So, Crispy, you're included. You're included in this. When she finally gets going and she gets that chocolate cigar, I will treat you both, and I will send them to you.
Oh, great. Oh, sweet. Chocolate cigars. Cool.
I know.
So, wait a minute, though. When you light it, does it melt?
We hope not.
Now, Marlene, if people want to, they actually can buy your different sets of cigars and buy in groups on your website. They can actually go to your website and you can ship those all over the country.
Oh yes, we actually, that's 80% of our business. We do mail order. People come to Vegas, they come to the factory, they love what they see, what they smoke, and then they go home and they order boxes sent everywhere. We have customers in China. We have customers in the UK, I mean, everywhere, Australia, everywhere. We also do locally, of course. We do shows where we bring rollers at events,
right.
And we, you know, they roll cigars for the attendance of the parties or the events. We did one, actually, with Lori, at the Italian Affair Club at the in here in Vegas.
Okay.
And so they can check us out online. They can call our 800 number. I mean, we're available pretty much all the time.
Great. We have actually a caller calling in, and it looks like it's a Jersey number, so I have a feeling it's someone who wants to talk to Laurie. So I'm going to patch in the caller. Hang on a second. See, this is Brilliant Ideas Radio. You are calling in. If I can get the system to work, you're calling in live. Good morning.
Cesar, you're my brother, Cesar. You should have watched out for me, Cesar.
I knew Hulk Hogan and Andy would get into the act. I just knew it.
You need to write down his number.
There is nothing like a cigar rolled on the thighs of a young Latin virgin.
Oh, here we go.
There goes the show, awesome.
When I smoke a cigar, I think of the old country. And my mama, she makes the best black beans and rice you ever had. And you have yourself a cold Budweiser. I don't need no cognac. I have a cold Budweiser.
Well, thank you, Hoboken. Did you have anything else you'd like to add before I cut your phone off?
How you guys doing today, all right?
Is
Lori turning green yet? Is Lori turning green from smoking that cigar or what?
No.
You okay there, kid?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good, honey. I'm good. I'll tell you, that was a great bit of information. I didn't know that Monica Lewinsky smoked cigars.
Yeah, she did. Didn't you know that?
Well, but Bill didn't inhale, from what I understand.
No, he did not inhale. That's what he told. That's what he told us all.
You know,
right.
I love cigars. In my part of the country, we call them blunts. All right, guys, have a great day.
All right, guys, thank you. See ya. All right, Laurie. So, are you able to talk to her and get it going? You there?
Yes.
I said, were you able to suck on it and get it going?
Yes, but Marlene had she must have saw my face when he said that word from Hoboken, because I didn't know what it was, and she just told me what it was. So.
Well, we're going to have to. Oh, you've got another call, and it's another New Jersey number, so I'm sure it's one of your buddies, so I guess I'm going to have to patch them in here. But hold on a second.
Patch them through. Let's see
patch
what we get
through.
Into now.
Good morning. This is Green Ideas Radio. You're calling in. It looks like a Jersey number. Who's calling?
It's her favorite cousin, Liz.
Oh,
hey,
my God. I'm stamping my feet. My heel.
Don't kiss yourself. I know you.
Hey, do you think she knows what she's doing? Hey, Liz, does she have any idea what she's doing?
Hell no.
I
used to be a smoker, and I know she does not know how to smoke to save her life. She does know how to suck, though.
Oh my!
See, you know, we try to behave, but you know, all of our callers come in and are messing up the show. It's not us,
right? I know, right? Jeez. You must gently put the cigar in your mouth and light it, and draw the smoke in so gently, and let it roll around your mouth like the great ocean on the floor of the beaches. Yes.
Thank you, Liz.
Oh, I like that description.
All right, Laurie, we've got to move along. Have you smoked a cigar yet?
Yes, it was delicious. Yes,
so,
it was good.
So is it going to be a habit for you now?
No. Only when with Marlene. Yes, an average.
Well, tell Marlene, thank you for being such a good sport, and we appreciate her and you coming on here to tell us about Don Pablo Cigars, and we're looking forward to getting that chocolate cigar, too, by the way.
Definitely. Thanks for having me. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laurie.
And Marlene, thank you very much. You guys take care.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. And there you go. See, we tried to keep it above board, and then the callers came in.
The callers just took a nosedive, a huge nosedive.
Yeah,
but that's the beauty of live radio. You never know what's going to happen, especially with the bad boys of Foodie Radio. Yeah.
One thing I've learned on the show, if you're going to smoke cigars, you better flick your Bic and make sure it works before you go live.
Right. I thought, like, when people smoke cigars, they used Zippo lighters because of the constant flame.
You got me.
That's what I thought. I have no idea. I'm just guessing.
Well, everybody, make sure you listen in. Go to you are listening in right now. Go to our website and click on the link, and it'll take you to Don Pablo Cigars. Sounds like they got some really good cigars there. The chocolate one I'm looking forward to, and the Cognac, that's Cognac. It actually sounds very good. So check them out.
Yes.
Order yourself some cigars, and I'm going to take my smoking jacket off and get back to my PJs, and we got our next guest coming on here in a few minutes.
Spray some Febreze in the house.
Yeah,
some like clean cotton and dirty sock smelling cigar smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Tasty.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nothing like it.
But if you get a cognac cigar, you'll really like them. They're actually quite tasty. For real.
Yeah.
On the real tip, yo.
Yo. Our next guest is this guy does everything. He acts, he sings, he's a comedian. He's got all kinds of crazy things going on. I think he's actually a radio broadcaster too, like us. And he's going to be coming on. His name is Eric Vega, and he sent me a few songs. You're going to like these, Crispy. They're unique, really different songs that I don't have to even describe the sound, but really
unique has already caught my attention. Wink, wink.
Well, I'll give you an example. The song I'm going to play when we go to break, and then we bring on Eric here in a couple of minutes. The song is called "The Swine Flu Song."
Awesome.
So everybody, sit back. We're going to take a brief break here. This is Eric Vega's song, The Swine Flu Song. We'll be back in about 2.5 minutes to interview Eric.
You better watch out, New Zealand, Canada, Austria, Switzerland,
Swine Flu Song. And good morning, Eric. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Oh, thank you. Good morning to you. Good morning, guys. How are you?
All right. Super awesome.
Okay. Right. That was in memory of all of the people who died of swine flu, the hundreds and thousands of people here in the United States who died of swine flu.
Well, you know what? My son had, well, they thought he had swine flu when it was all going on.
Oh, really?
We had to keep him quarantined in the house for 2 weeks, and we couldn't do anything either. It was like you weren't allowed to go anywhere, and it turned out it all came up negative. But that was during, matter of fact, he was graduating from high school, missed his high school graduation. So, yeah, that song actually meant something to me. But I don't know. I think the thing was kind of a crazy, blown out of proportion deal myself.
It totally was. Yeah, that's why I wrote it, because it was a – it was ridiculous, and, you know, the media blew it out of proportions, and everyone was scared for a while, so it's like, hey, why not write a song about it? Yeah.
Well, the media does like to blow things out of proportion, for sure.
Yeah, they do. They definitely do.
That would have kind of started the interview. That would have started the interview off kind of on a damper if I said my son died of swine flu.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, if it makes you feel any better, it was my people who brought it into the country. So yeah.
Okay. So you do a little bit of everything. I was reading some of your stuff. I mean, you're an actor. You're a singer. You're a comedian. You do radio. You make videos. Guy, I mean, what else? Is there anything you don't do? You dance?
No, I don't dance, but I can fake it very well. When I'm drinking, I'm an amazing dancer.
We all are.
When I drink, then I'm a backup dancer for Michael Jackson in my head, but I don't
dance. Yeah, I guess we all think we can dance when we put a little bit of alcohol in our body. So tell us
right.
about you and how you got started doing all the fine things that you're involved in.
Well, I guess it just I kind of grew up like just not really figuring out what I wanted to do in life. Like I was just going to school and just there, and then
right.
I ended up like going to college and just being there. And I got my degree in communications, and I remember I was going to go get my credential to be a teacher, and I remember the day I was in the room, and they were talking about just how much teachers make a difference and how great they are and how amazing they can help kids out, and I thought to myself, like, yeah, this is lame. So I walked out, and I thought to myself, like, this is not what I want to do, and I just finally – you know, grew up the courage to just move out. And, I mean, even before I moved, just start getting into things. It's something I've always loved to do. I can't really put a title to it. I kind of, like you said, I kind of just surfaced everything. And I just kind of just started doing everything one day. I figured I went online, I Googled everything, and I was like, how to make music and how to get into acting and stuff. And I just did my own research from there on out. And,
so
yeah.
you did actually like local stage productions, and you did your own independent films and that type of thing. And when you started, what, like in 2008?
Yeah, it was like in 2008 when I started. It was a little before that, because I remember I was getting my degree, and it there were these independent filmmakers in Modesto, and I auditioned for a movie of theirs. And then after that, it was kind of like one after the other, and it was. You know, it's such a small community that everyone kind of knew everyone. I was recommended one after the other. And I decided, like, hey, well, I want to make my own. So I usually when people make their first independent movie, everyone, you know, someone gets, like, a small camera and they just do stuff. But I got
right.
everybody who I knew, every single actor and director and, like, screenplay writer and freaking makeup artist, I got them all in one room. I had no idea what I was doing. And I was just like, all right, make a movie, you know. And
Well, that's kind of like our radio show. Every weekend our radio show is the same way.
Pretty much. Pretty much. Fly by the crotch of your pants every show.
Right. That's the best way to do it, though. Flying by the crotch of people's pants is the most beneficial way of doing anything, really.
So then you actually,
I
was reading on here on your profile that you, well, actually, what is it? The date profile, is that an actual movie that you made?
Yeah, it was one that I directed in 2009, 2010, and it was written and produced by Jen Moore and Alan Spears. And it was based off of some true events that happened to a local woman in our town that we were living in, our city we were living in. And they came to me after I had done independent projects, and they asked me if I would direct it. And I was like, yeah, sure, write it. I didn't think it would actually ever get written. But the very next day, they had a full-on script, and they're like, all right, we're ready to go. So after that, we just we put it all together, and it was just an independent movie we made in the area. Got some actors. We got all the good talent of the town, and we ended up submitting it to the film festival. We won second place, and it was really cool because it was just an independent project, but everyone, a lot of people in that project ended up going outward and doing more things with their talent, you know?
Right.
So to us, it was just an independent project, but it ended up being, you know, a bit more than for some of us. I know the lead actress, Elizabeth Holtzman, she ended up, I think that was her first on-camera thing she did, and she ended up on a lead actress on a TV show. I don't remember the name of it. It's one of those investigation shows.
Okay.
She got a gig right after that. One of the actors ended up being a musical director in San Francisco. John Paul Padilla, you guys know him. He ended up
being
the writer of, yeah, he's like the writer of a book. And, you know, everyone did their own thing. They just jumped out of there and went for all kinds of other things right after that. So it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool. Actually, John's coming on after you. He's with his second book. He's going to be announcing the second book, and we'll be talking about that after your segment is done. But so what was the movie about, the date profile? I'm assuming it had something to do with the dating scene.
Yeah, it's a single mother, and she just has these horrendous events of dates, one after the other, and it's a comedy and a tragedy at the same time. A woman who doesn't learn after the first date, she keeps going after more and more trouble, and it just kind of piles up, and there's a moral to it, even though in real life, dating doesn't really have a moral.
It can actually affect your morals.
You should hear about my awesome dating adventures on Craigslist with one-legged toothless hookers. It's awesome.
I want to hear the moral about that.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, too, Eric, if you are looking for two leading men in another film you may have, you know, I know two strapping 6'5", 270-pound guys that actually are on radio who would be really good leading men for your next movie.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, you know, I'm making a movie about two single black women from Inglewood, so I'll give you guys a call. You know,
yeah, give us a call. Yeah,
sweet. Awesome.
You're perfect.
Yep, once you go black. Anyway, so then you got into singing, and that's where we played your song, and you came out with an album called Sunchild.
Right.
And tell us a little bit about that experience, because I was noticing here you actually were a lead vocalist with an R&B band. What was it called? Soul Central. And then I guess you started your own band. How do you say that? COCOs? I can't. I don't have it. Yeah, there you go. See how close I was?
Yeah,
pretty close.
Very good. So good.
North Korea, Iran, close enough.
Something in Mexican. You're Hispanic. I'm sure you understand what it means. No, it was back earlier. Like I said, earlier on, the thing is just that I wanted to make music. I've always wanted to make music, and I never really knew how. And what it came down to is, like, I just did the research, and I bought the equipment. I remember buying the equipment and thinking, like, yeah, I'm going to make an album. And I just kind of sat there for, like, 6 months because I'm like, I don't even know what it is. It's like a box with lights and buttons on it. You know? But, I mean, when you really want to do something and when you want to pursue something, I'm a strong believer of you just have to – no one's going to support your career more than yourself, you know?
Right.
So I really just had to do the research. I had to push really hard and a lot of trial and error, but that finally came about. And once that kicked off, I started – I found this band, a local R&B band, and I was gigging with them for a while. Once I left them, I went into starting my own band, promoting my own music and our music too as well. So it was kind of music is something that I feel is a lot of, like, you know, the acting in the film, that's fun work, but, like, the music is more fun to me.
Well, what we'll do is I'm actually going to play another one of your songs.
Okay.
It's Maria Juanita. And,
Maria Juanita, yeah.
And I'm going to play that song, and then we'll come back and chat a little bit about some of the other projects you're working on and what's coming up in the future. So, everybody, this is Eric Vega and his song Maria Juanita. About some YouTube things that you're working on that I guess secret squirrel, top secret stuff, but what are you working on now?
Well, right now I'm attending the Groundlings. It's a comedy school here in Los Angeles, and it's where a lot of the SNL and Mad TV characters and writers and whatnot went to, and I had some friends that I met in there, and we kind of got our own group together, and we're working on a project called the LA Show. And it's just a bunch of bunch of, well, you saw them, a bunch of comedy sketches that we're putting together of happenings that happen not only here in L.A., but in you know, to everyone everywhere. So I got my good friends Mike Connolly, Mark Jameson, and Melissa Wheeler. They're all, I'm sorry, Melissa Archer. They're all writers and actors, and it's kind of like we got together and started our own gig. And, yeah, we're doing our own thing. And on top of that, it's there's a lot of stage productions, too. I've been working with some different actors and groups, and I think that's kind of the hustle out here. You just kind of have to stay in the game by keeping up to date with, you know, making your own thing and also being a part of the book here. So, yeah.
Just kind of staying in the groove. Now, I was looking, too. Are you still in radio broadcasting, or you're not doing that now?
No, I'm not doing that right now. I probably will start it up again soon, but as of now, I'm not. I did when I was in Turlock, I was doing a radio show called The Starving Artist, and I would do interviews with different independent artists every week. And that was with Garrett Neely. Yeah, he was my co-host, and that's pretty much it. We just talked about the struggles that the artists go through, both artistically and financially. That's the starving.
Yeah, on Friday nights, we actually have our show Grills Gone Wild, and that's what we do. We bring in talent. We had a lady on last night that was excellent, Tiana Starr, and we've had some really good talent. I say it's sort of like we feel like we're on American Idol, but without Simon and no voting. But there's so many people out there who have so much talent that never get a chance.
Right.
It's like a whole group of nobodies that should be somebodies.
Right, you know? Right. And, you know, like you were saying, it's just when we were doing the interviews, it's amazing how much, not just talent, but just how much time and effort they put into this as well. It's a full-time job outside of a full-time job, you know. You're working major overtime hours to do these things.
Yeah, it is amazing, but I guess that old saying about it ain't what you know, it's who you know and who knows you. So
right, exactly.
But we appreciate you taking time to come on our show, and I guess you know this is a food show, so... Our slogan is, if you can boil a hot dog, you can be on our show. Do you have any cooking?
Right.
Are you having hot dogs for breakfast?
Is it breakfast? I thought it was barely, I'm literally going to go to sleep right here.
Do you have any cooking talent?
No, I don't. I know how to really heat up a kick-ass Marie Callender's frozen dinner, though.
There you go.
I'm really good at that. So if anyone ever needs that.
You and Crispy, he's big on the hungry man. You know, we're not supposed to use their name anymore, are we?
It's the Fungry Can Meal.
Yeah.
So what?
We're not allowed to use names anymore, so we're supposed to. We have to change the names so we don't get in trouble. But he likes to throw those in the microwave, and that minty Dorst stew. He also eats that all the time.
Yes, it's awesome.
Well, Eric, I'm gonna play your last. I'm gonna let you go and play your last song here, which I have to ask you the background on this song. The song is called May, and it cracked me up. What is the background on this, or is there a background? What made you write the song?
gosh, I hope I sent you the right song. It was, I don't know what you're talking about. Did I send you the right song?
You sent me a song it's called May.
Uh-huh. Is it just piano and vocals, or is it?
Yes, it's acoustic.
Okay.
Yeah,
there a background to this song? I didn't know there was a background to this song. You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking that there's like an actual background sound.
No, like what's the story behind the song?
I've been having too much Maria Juanita in my life. I'm sorry. That's why I'm not being able to focus on what you're saying. No, the background of the song is this is a ballad that I wrote, and it was just kind of a time where I was, you know, a dark time that I was going through. So, I mean, out of all the craziness and all the funny and stuff, there's a little hairy bit of seriousness. But this is, you know, like you said, I tried to put a little humor into it as well. So
right.
I'll let the listeners decide what they think it's about. But I'll give you a hint. It's about the month of May.
Yeah, it is about the month of May. I figured that part out. In the background, by the way, is a piano.
Okay.
Anyway, we appreciate you coming.
I'm lost, man. It's Saturday morning.
Jesus Christ. Guess what? It's also the Great Ideas radio show, and we're always lost anyway, so don't worry about that.
That's great.
Well, thank you for coming on. Yes, we appreciate it. And come back when you get your new project up and running so you can tell us more about it, since we can't talk about it today. Maybe when you get it rolling, come back and tell us more about that project.
Right, for sure. Thanks for having me.
All right, sure thing. Take care, and we'll see you some other time later.
All right, cool.
And there you go. That was Eric Vega. Funny stuff, Crispy. His music. I'm going to send you some more of his music. And I didn't ask him how people can find his music, but I'll find that out. We'll post that on our site. But great stuff. And I'm going to play his song, May. And we're going to take a break.
Just May. That's
just
it.
May.
This is going to be interesting.
Everybody sit back, and we'll be having our next guest, which is John Padilla, and he's going to be talking about his new book. So here is Eric Vega's song, Maine. We'll be back in a few minutes.
I was doing fine until the thought of you crossed my mind. They didn't catch me staring into space. I was doing swell until you pretended you were somebody else. Crossed my mind.
That was Eric Vega's song, May.
I don't know why.
His music cracks me up. Anyway, I'll have to find out the link. So if you're interested in his music, he's got some really cool, interesting songs that he sings. Looks like and sounds like he's a very busy guy with all kinds of things going on. And maybe we'll get that phone call. We'll be the leading man in one of his films.
I know, right? I was thinking about writing my own song. The end of April. Oh, yeah. I'm a little teapot, short and stout. Yeah.
You just can't get that song out of your system, can you?
No, because I want to make like a heavy metal version of it.
Well, in fact, okay, that's the deal. When we hit 1,000 fans on our radio page, then you're going to wear that tutu, the cowboy hat, the cowboy boots, and you're going to be smoking a cigar. Yeah, and I want you to do the song "I'm a Little Teapot" in a heavy metal venue or genre, whatever you will call it.
You're drinking High Roller vodka at the same time.
Exactly. And by the way, we didn't have anybody call in for our contest this morning. I can't figure out either people at night aren't listening to our show, calling it and listening in the morning, or they just don't want a coffee mug with our faces on it. I can't figure out which is the issue. But.
Well, it is the weekend, so being able to call 714-242-5272 shouldn't be an issue. So come on and call right now. Yeah.
It shouldn't be. And I guess what? I tell you what, the people that are listening now, I'm going to give you a real easy question. This is another trivia question where you can win a Gray and Ideas coffee mug. It's something that happened on today's show, and it's real simple, so listen closely. The first person who calls in with the answer to that number, 714-242-5272, will win this beautiful, I don't think it's porcelain, glass mug. And the question is, when Laurie was at Don Pablo Cigars, they said they were making a special cigar, and they were going to be sending that special flavor cigar to both Christy and me. What was the flavor? Now, that is simple. Do you know the answer?
I do. It's bologna May May donut flavored.
Yes. No, sorry. Wrong answer. Would you like to call a friend?
Sure.
You throw your lifeline. If you know the answer, call in. And it's funny because people, I don't know if they're afraid. I think they just don't want the mug. I'm just going to start saying if anybody just shows up to the show, they get a free mug maybe. Maybe that's what we need to do.
I know half of my friends are coffee junkies. I know they want this coffee mug because it's awesome.
And the other question too was from last night's show. We had on Tiana Starr, which is her stage name, because I kept messing up her real last name last night. But she said, "Eat more spam and make what?" That's a real simple question. If you know the answer to that question, you can also go back and listen to the replays. And anybody who wants to find the answer, they can also email us and give us the answer, because I'm just dying to give away a mug. But
the phone. Call 714-242-5272. I'm about to put my plaid pants on like the old car salesmen in the 70s. Like yellow and black plaid, like pants and big white shoes and a pink shirt with a brown tie, wearing a cowboy hat, smoking a cigar.
With a tutu.
With a tutu.
All right, well, I guess no one's going to call in, so what I want to do is take a break. And speaking of Tiana Starr, what we'll do is play one of her songs from last night, give you a little taste of what you missed, and if you want to go back and listen to last night's show. And we should probably do the one. I don't think we want to do the one that sounds like a merry-go-round, do we?
No, I'd do something a little more happy.
How about her song, Tiana's song, Room to Grow? We're going to take a break, and then our next guest, John Padilla, is supposed to be calling in. And if you can tell, I'm trying to waste time to make sure he calls in. But we're going to play Tiana's song, and then everybody hang tight. We'll be back after her song, Room to Grow.
People always try to tell me what to do. People always try to tell me what to wear. But I'm not you. And I can dye my own hair. People always try to tell me what to say. Try to tell me the words to say. But I don't wear your ring. And I can find my own way. To change my love, you can never look too thin. Well, I didn't read that book. I don't play games I can't win. Hey, try to tell me how to fly, but I will never learn to fly. Can't grow the wings to try. Try to tell me how to live, but I will never be alive. If I if I can live my life, try to tell me where to go, but I will never know if I can have room to grow. No room to grow. No, no, no. Try to tell me how to fly, I'll never learn to fly. Oh, no. Try to tell me how to live my own life. No, you don't. Try to tell me where to go.
That was Tiana Starr and her song Room to Grow, and I lost phone contact there for a couple of minutes. You with me, Crispy?
Charlie Bravo 41, I'm 12.
Well, we've got two callers calling in, and I think one of them's our guest, and one of them may be a caller for the contest. The problem is the numbers looking close to the same. I don't know which one is which, so I'm going to take pot luck here. And one of them is going to be John. The other one, I think, is going to be a person calling in. So let's hang on here because I didn't write down John's number. So hold on. Good morning. This is Great Ideas. Who's calling?
Well, I'm Eva McHenry. I'm a fan of John Paul.
Hey, well, I guess you were calling in. You want to talk to John Paul?
Absolutely.
Well, I tell you what, then he must be the other number. So hang on a second.
Okay.
Hey, John, are you there? Good morning.
Good morning. Here I am.
You already got your fan base started. Someone's already calling in for you.
Well, that's great. Good to hear.
Did you have a question you want to ask, John?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes, John, how are you?
Good, and yourself?
I'm fine. I wanted
good
to
morning.
Thank you for the books. We are enjoying them. My daycare is excited. It is such a wonderful, informative book, and it really does teach about bullying prevention and how to handle yourself as a child, and we really love it. And thank you for the quick delivery, too.
Thank you for calling us.
What's your name?
Eva McHenry.
Eva, I tell you what. Since we've been trying to give away brilliant ideas mugs this morning, and nobody wants to call in and answer our trivia questions. Since you called in, you're going to win a brilliant ideas coffee mug, all of your own. And what I need you to do is just send me an email at brilliantideas@earthlink.net, and send me your information, and we'll send you off a free coffee mug. Since you were a caller, no one wants to answer a question, so you win the free mug.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank
your,
you. I've enjoyed
your
the show. Great show.
Right, thank you. Take care. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. John, you're on. Good morning.
Good morning. How is everybody doing today?
Oh, we're hanging in there. We're having fun as usual. We appreciate you coming back on our show this morning to tell us about your new book. And the new book has just been launched, and tell us all about it.
Well, right now here in America, there's a big thing besides teasing and bullying. There's also a lot of kids who unfortunately are eating unhealthy foods.
Right.
Everybody knows that healthy foods contribute to good kids doing good in school. And unfortunately, they're selling more soda pop, more junk food in school. So as I was talking to a lot of parents and teachers and therapists, I realized that actually a lot of the kids were not only, you know, being obese, but also that we're getting teased more because of that. So I decided to write a little book about Susie Chunkles, which basically is about a little girl who's overweight and chunky. But instead of calling her Susie Chunky, Susie Fatty, which is not correct, I want her to be called Susie Chunkles, in reference to being chunky. So it's basically, it follows the same line as Johnny Big Ears, talking about teasing and bullying, but instead of being teased with always ears, she's being teased because she's overweight. And that's one of the big issues here in the United States, where kids are being, you know, fed more junk food than healthy foods. And, of course,
right.
The kids cannot do good in school if they're eating too much junk food. And that's why here in America there's so many obese kids. Less exercise, more junk food, and fast is better. And, unfortunately, it's not doing good for us here in the United States.
No, we eat too much junk food, and like you said, the ones that eat the junk food get fat like I was when I was a kid, and then they get picked on for being overweight. So yeah, I've been down that road myself, but now I'm nice and fit.
Same here. Although I might be in trouble with the amount of frozen pizza that I eat. Oh boy.
And
well,
John,
yeah,
people may not know about your series of your book that you're working on, and you might want to tell people who may have been the first time listening about Johnny Big Ears and tell a little background about how you started that book series and what you're doing with the Johnny Big Ears character.
Well, myself, you know, when I was growing up as a kid, I used to be called Dumbo. And I had to let my hair grow long enough to cover my ears. But now instead of them calling me Dumbo, they were calling me Sissy and other demeaning names. So it really affected my, you know, personality. I was really shy. I didn't want to go anywhere. I just told my mom that I don't want to go to school. But what really helped me out was that I had supportive family. And that's one thing, you know, our listeners that are listening to us, is they need to realize that you need to be on top of your kids, making sure, you know, they're doing good in school, but also who they're hanging out with, what they're doing. If they don't want to go to school, and there's always a reason for that. Most likely
right.
They're being picked on, teased, bullied, or harassed in school. You never know. And a lot of these kids, unfortunately, that have been taking their lives away, in my opinion, it's because they feel uncomfortable talking to their own parents. But if their own parents were listening to them a little bit more, give them more quality time, I think they would be realizing what's going on with them. And I decided
right.
to write this series of books to make kids feel special, that no matter how you look on the outside, you are special. And that way, there could be more subjects for parents to actually sit down with their kids and say, hey, let's sit down, let's talk about this important issue if it's happening to you. So my books do have a questionnaire in the back that actually parents could, you know, speak with the kids and about what is teasing, what is bullying. Have you been teased? And
right.
First one was Donny Big Ears talks about ears. Susie Chungles talks about being overweight. And basically I want to do a series of books that could help parents to sit down with their kids, read along, and ask them questions about what is teasing, what is bullying.
Now, I also see on your website and on your Facebook page that you've also got, it looks like a line of, like, Johnny Big Ears characters, like a doll. Is that something new that's coming out, too?
Yeah, actually, around June, I'm the Johnny Big Ears plush doll.
Okay. And
so that way,
you know,
it comes on June. Right now, it's being worked on right now.
By the way, too, those that are listening, if you want to check out the different products that he has, the new book and all, you can find that on johnpaulpadilla.com and go there. They can find it also. Your books are, I assume, all some of the big, like, are they all like on Amazon, those type places too?
Yes, they do. They have it on my website. If you want it personalized, you know, autographed to anybody in particular, they could go to my website. And, of course, if they have Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, they could always go on there too.
Okay. And did you want to announce something this morning about your new book?
Yes. I want to announce that whoever, you know, calls in right now, they'll get a free book. They'll get an autograph, and I will personally send it to them.
All right. And anybody who's out there who's listening, if you'd like to have a free book, the new book, and it's called the character's name is Susie Chungles.
Yes.
Call in at 714-242-5272. We seem to have some shy listeners who don't like to call in, but
maybe this could help. Call 714-242-5272. Once again, that phone number is 714-242-5272. Oh yeah.
Let's see that the phone. Let's see if the phone system lights up now.
I think it's Saturday
early
morning. Everybody, that's why we're partying last night.
I think so. So how's the new book going? Are you going to, like, book signings and things at this point?
It just came out, like, 2 weeks ago. So, you know, I barely got my first copy, you know, this Monday. So little by little, you know, I'm moving my way up. But I'm supposed to be interviewed at a national TV show, you know, next month. So I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, cool.
The Balancing Act.
When is that going to be airing?
Well, I'm barely right now working on the details with the creative team for the show, but it's to be like sometime next month.
So we kind
of
like
of course
have the exclusive. We have the exclusive. Like, is this your first interview?
This, well, for national show, yes.
Yeah, world premiere, Crispy.
I know. We are stepping up the game here at Grillion Ideas.
You guys
Radio.
Are the first ones I know. Yes.
It's literally hot off the press too. I don't think is the ink even dry yet.
Nope. It's still really wet when I touch it.
Well, you know what? Actually, Ava, who called in and got the free mug, she's still holding. So I think she's still there. But the way the phone lines are set up, if she's still there, I'm gonna give her the book.
Yeah, whoever you decide to give it to, they deserve it.
That's right. Let's see if she's still there. Ava, are you still there? Nah, we lost her, so I can't give her the free book. Well, maybe we'll send it to her anyway. So what are your plans? Can you share with us what the plans are for your – do you have another character, the new character worked out for your next book?
Not yet. Usually what I do is I talk to therapists and teachers and parents and to see what else. So the first book was about little boys, you know, and Charlie Freckles, about freckles, Johnny Big Ears with ears, and Susie Chungles. Because she's chunky, and I'm trying to see maybe I could do another boy character.
I got one for you. How about Crispy Beardface?
Yeah, a 2-year-old kid with a giant goatee and beard.
Certain names like that, they're asking to be teased, so it's sort of sad.
Right, though, no, it is.
It's really terrible what kind of names we spelled there, too.
Yeah.
And a lot of the kids, when they listen to the characters, they start laughing. But they're saying, hey, this would be something to make fun of them.
No, that's
true. So maybe I could start doing a version for adults.
I got to say,
adults
your first one would be Crispy Beardface. I think that would be a good one.
Yeah, great.
I could be one of the teeth with Crispy, you know, goatee.
That's right. Well, I guess no one's going to call in, and we'll give one more shot. If you want to win the book for free, it's 714-242-5272. Anybody who wants to call in, and you mind what we'll do is the show actually will replay. You know, people usually, if they missed the live show, they'll actually listen to the replay. So I guess we can leave that open for anybody who calls in. They can also email us, but we do thank you for coming on. He's got an or.
Yes, I'm always thinking of a master plan because I was taught by the best. Oh, yeah. Or maybe post something to the Brilliant Ideas radio page on Facebook saying I want the book or something. I don't know. I'm losing steam.
They have to use the name Susie Chunkles. They have to say the name of the book is the name of the character Susie Chunkles. But the actual name of the book is called Johnny Big Ears Meets His New Neighbor, Susie. So that's him.
Okay.
What's the name of Johnny's new neighbor?
All right. Well, I'm going to actually post the cover of your book on our show page after the show, and maybe we'll post that and see if we can get somebody to contact for the free book. And we do appreciate you coming on the show again today, and keep us posted as everything develops and you expand your group of books and friends. Make sure you come on and tell us about it.
Definitely, I appreciate you having me on the show. It's always a pleasure, and I was a listener. I'm a good fan, always listening, so I enjoy the show. So keep up the great work. And
thank you. We really appreciate it. Thank you for coming on, and we'll talk to you again later.
Sounds good. Take care.
All right, and that was John Padilla. You can go to his website if you would like to check out his series of books and see his characters and find out more about bullying. I cannot say the word. Bullying.
Bullying.
Yes. I need an interpreter. go to www.johnpaulpadilla, that's PADILLA.com, and check out his line of books. And Crispy, I'm looking here, and we've got about 12 minutes left, and I'm actually going to be doing some grilling this weekend. Oh, and believe it or not, guess what? Your sauce, the Barbecue Boozers sauce is on its way.
All right.
So now you can take that and pour it over your TV
frozen
dinner
pizza.
And frozen pizza. And we will be. We've had a delay on a bottling of the product, as usual, but we'll be coming out with it hopefully sometime this summer. It's been like every month is some kind of delay, but we're getting closer, and we'll be actually marketing that in retail. And also at alcohol establishments near you. So looking forward to that. And then next week, what do we got planned for next week? I have no clue. Oh, yes, I do. Next week, we've got Neil Big Mr. Barbecue Man coming on.
He's one of the top contenders in the barbecue world. Yes.
Yes, sir. And he's coming on the Great Ideas Radio Show next Saturday. And, of course, Kitty Cat's coming on. I didn't realize, but next Saturday is Cinco de Mayo. So next Saturday we definitely got to be stirring up some party time on Saturday morning. We got Kitty Cat coming on talking about Cinco de Mayo, different foods and trends out there. And what else we got planned? Oh, wow. We got all kinds of things going on. I'm here looking at the list. We've got some wine folks coming on. We got more cookbook people. And if you would like to be on the show, by the way, make sure you contact us through Facebook. We're looking for people who have unique products in the food world, or heck, it doesn't have to be in the food world. If you'd like to come on, promote your products, tell your story, we're always looking for talent. If you can sing, dance, or wear a tutu, we'll
even if you like the show slogan is, if you can boil a hot dog, you can be on the show.
Amen. So do you have any big plans out there in Florida?
No.
I always love that deer in the headlights sound when I ask you that question.
No, I got to work on our new sponsor that we just picked up. I have to finalize all the awesome ad we're doing for them. And I have a couple of voiceover projects that I need to work on. And then I'm going to plan world domination and eat a frozen pizza with ketchup on it. Yes.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we will mention our new sponsor who will be coming in on in May is Albuquerque Seasonings. And we're excited about that. I've been using their seasoning products, man, for about, I guess, about 6 months now. It's great on everything from chicken to fish to steak to pork, you name it. Even on, what do you call those things, those maymays?
The bologna maymay. Bologna maymay donuts with a southwestern kick.
Yeah, if you throw a little bit of that green chili rub on top, that is breakfast that's happening there.
that's a drunken night of what did I just eat? It sounded good.
Well,
but it feels
like,
so good
like
in my belly.
That sounds like every night to me.
Yeah, right.
And by the way, too, if you would like to be a sponsor for our show in the future and you want to take the risk to be on our show, we'll take sponsorships, and we're actually pretty cheap. Our sponsorship for 3 months is a real good deal. You're not going to find any cheaper in the radio world. Now, I think when Crispy makes the ad commercial for you, I think your starting bid is, what, about $50,000, and then you just kind of negotiate from there?
No, actually, I've upped it to $5 billion for the ad, and then we work our way down. That's how I'm doing it. Start high, $5 billion for a 20-second ad.
So if you guys, anybody out there who would like to be a sponsor of our show, we'll take all the sponsors we can get. Hey, we don't mind, but we've got a real good deal, so check it out. You can contact us through Facebook. And I'm going to close out the show here with a little ZZ Top, and I guess we'll call it another day. And everybody tune in next Friday night. We'll have another singer on who is a nobody who wants to be a somebody or should be a somebody. And next Saturday, same time, same place. And go ahead, Christy, tell everybody about Facebook pages.
We're getting closer to the 1,000. We're up to 556 likes on Facebook.
All right, we're getting closer. Click the like button on our Facebook page. And we got to get to that 1,000 so we can see Crispy in a tutu.
Right.
And also our Twitter page and all our Facebook page. Make sure you check us out. We appreciate all the support. We had a bang-up week last week, by the way, Crispy. I think it's one of our highest listener weeks that we've had since broadcasting the show. So that's going well. And looks like May is going to end with – not May. This is April. I got that May song stuck in my head.
Yeah, I know, right?
April is going to end in a bang, and we're going to actually beat out the other previous months, so we're moving up the ladder. So we do appreciate everybody with their support and listening to our show, and come again next week. And I'm going to sign off with ZZ Top. I'm Bad Nationwide, which we are. We are Bad Nationwide.
Yes, we are.
Actually, we're universal. So everybody have a nice weekend. Take care.
Thank you. strikes and whether or not love's gonna be bad. You need your wife. Yeah, we bad. You need your wife.
Website missing that extra zing? Do you need a radio commercial? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I can help you. Hello, I'm Christopher Trimble, and I am a voiceover artist. I offer these great services: website intros, corporate presentations, audiobooks, radio commercials, and much, much more. Check out my site, www.christophertrimble.com, or you can call 407-556-5506. Once again, that phone number is 407-556-5506. Making noise since 1970.